Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life settling away.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whatever you're excited about, whatever you're frightened about, whatever you whatever opportunity or challenge that's on your mind, whether you're a startup or you're growing a business or you're trying to get rid of one. We've covered it on the show at some point in time with an article or an interview that you can re-listen to it in by streaming a podcast. Or a video. We're building quite a library of videos there that you can check out. So don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to follow up on my previous segment where I talked about quantitative easing and QE3. And your response to that, your response in the survey was that 70-something percent, I've got the number here somewhere, that 86%, I should say, 86% of our respondents said they didn't think that another round of quantitative easing was good for the economy. And of course, I think your response was probably correct because it was probably because you realized that it wasn't helping, that this money that's going into the economy, that's being infused into the economy, is being deposited first with Wall Street. And that's doing, really, in my mind, is driving up the price of stocks. And it's artificially, think about this. And the guys, you know, I'm no Wall Street expert, but it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the stock market is nearing record levels. Close, maybe, you know, they're not record. The Dow is not far from record. The NASDAQ is a long way from record, but it's double where it was 3 years ago with concerns about profits right now. With the economy lagging, with Europe in the tank, with all the problems we're having right now, the financial cliff that we're looking at the end of this year, why would the stock market be rocking and rolling? Well, I think it's because it's been propped up by all this quantitative easing, by the Fed's quantitative easing, and so with all that liquidity shoved into the marketplace. Two dangerous things can happen, and one of them, or maybe even both of them, will happen. And one of them is that there's an old saying that I think William Miller, I guess it was, he was a Fed chairman 40, 50 years ago, said that it's the Fed's job to take the punch bowl away from the party before the party's over. And here's what he meant by that. At some point in time, the Fed will start taking money out of the economy. They'll start pulling that money that they put in out of the economy. We've seen this in the last 15 years. We saw the Fed do this in the early part of the last decade. And it contributed to the recession that we had in 2000, 2001. So when the Fed pulls money out, that's a downer for the economy. That's a downer for the market. Well, I've never seen so much money put into the economy as the Fed's put in right now. They're just printing it like crazy. And so that money has got to come out at some point in time. That's not going to be good. But also, the longer the money stays in the economy, the more likely we are to have inflation. Because you know what inflation is? Too many dollars chasing too few goods. That's the definition of inflation. And so when you got all those dollars chasing too few goods, you got inflation. And so the things you want to buy today, then you may say, well, I think I'll save for that. I think instead of borrowing the money, I'll save for that. But if you can't out-save the inflation rate, then you're going to determine, this is what happened in the 70s. I was there. You're going to determine that it's better off to go ahead and borrow the money rather than save for that item, because if you can never out-save the inflation rate once it gets into double digits, which it, believe me, folks, I know most of the people, probably half the people in the marketplace today have never seen this before, But if you're if you were around in the 70s, especially the late 70s, you saw inflation in double digits, and with high inflation, and the government trying to take money out of the economy, and the way they do that is by raising interest rates. See, and so back in the late 70s, we had double digit inflation and double digit prime interest rates, and you know what that created? That created stagflation. That created high prices and low growth at the same time. Stagflation. That is an ugly combination. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I predicted this. I talked about this. You can go back and listen to the archive of my interview with Bill Dunkelberg, the NFIB chief economist. I said to him on this show, probably at least 3 years ago, is what the Fed's doing, could it contribute? Could it head us in the area of stagflation? And at the time, he didn't agree with me. Within a year, he told me, you know what? I think you may be right. I've decided that you may have been right. And of course, he's a lot smarter guy than I am. I just have instincts about this, folks. And my instincts now are that I'm really, really concerned about what the Fed is doing. And the Fed wouldn't be doing this if we could get our financial house in order. We've got to elect the people and install the policies that get the deficit down and start paying down our debt to something that's more manageable. We've got to do this, folks, if we're going to have an economy we can depend on for the rest of our careers and our children. I'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.